The Legend of the Farrenons. This is the story you told me when I was little.
People have always said that there are little animals called Farrenons that live at La Farinera. They are very strong, and they're as fast as lightning. In all the years I worked at La Farinera, I never saw one. But every time something strange happened, people would say, "The Farrenons must have done it."
In the story you told me, the Farrenons rescued an eel that had got caught in the mill race, because it was very dangerous.
Yes. So, if before I said that air was very important for La Farinera, well, so was water. Maybe even more so. Do you remember Francis, the turbine? Well, it was water-powered, and it's what drove the entire mill. If the eel in the story had ended up inside Francis, well, you can imagine.
Where does all this water come from?
From the river Muga. In medieval times, a weir was made in Villanova de la Muga, which diverted the water to Castelló d'Ampurias, down a channel 4 kilometres long. La Farinera was powered by this water, but it was also used for other purposes. Water from the mill race was used to water the vegetable gardens and surrounding fields. And it was also used for the public washhouse and the municipal slaughterhouse, neither of which are used anymore. Nevertheless, these days, water from the mill race is sent to a water treatment plant to make it fit to drink. I remember perfectly how 4 or 5 times a year, the man in charge of the weir and the mill race would, along with other mill workers, go along the whole watercourse in a boat to cut away the vegetation and the mosses that were hindering the flow of water. It was hard work, but the watercourse had to be kept clean.
They should have asked the Farrenols to help them.